this seems counterintuitive, actually. If you're happier, you're likely to make more money. What is this research telling us?
It's really cool piece of research. Really powerful implications on how we can improve our performance at work and how that can translate to getting paid more. So that's really cool. The other part about this research, though, is potentially dangerous. What the research basically did was they looked at college students and they had them survey on a couple of different belief statements about how they view themselves and how they view life. And if they said, yeah, that's me, I love life, I love my life, or I felt happy this week, then they found the people that had those positive belief statements got paid more money by age 29. We've seen similar research on just interviewing, and it's found that people that are more positive and upbeat and even get the interviewer to laugh actually get more money in the negotiation and more money later down the road.
It sounds like almost a reward. Happier people are easier to be around. They're more pleasant. They're more likely then to get promoted and then to make more money.
Absolutely. And it's not this kind of bubbly cheerleader happiness. What it really is, it's more of a positive outlook on the circumstances that we find ourselves in. And that's an important distinction in this.
Now, you mentioned some dangers of the research.
So what the researchers say, we as a society need to make more people happy and raise happier kids. Wrong. The research doesn't say that we need to make people happier. The research says we need to give people positive outlooks on difficult situations in life. It reminds me of a clip from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. There's a character in that movie named Veruca Salt. And there's a scene in the movie early on where they're looking for the golden tickets. And her dad owns a nut factory.
Give me time!
I want it now! What's the matter with those twerps down there?
For 5 days now, the entire flipping factory's been on the job. They haven't shelled a peanut in there since Monday.
Worker finally finds the golden ticket. And Veruca gets the golden ticket, but instead of being happy, she's then complaining about more things that she wants. And his wife comes over to him and she says,
happiness is what counts for children. Happiness and harmony.
And I love that quote. It's not about making kids happy all the time. It's letting them deal with the difficulty of life and learning how to deal with it. That translates to those college kids that say, life is good and I can get through anything, which translates to more money later.
How can I capitalize on this research in my everyday working life?
One of the most positive things that we can be doing is borrowing from improv comedy. They've got a saying called yes and instead of no but. You're building on and extending on what the other person says. So when your boss says, I need to get this done, say yes and. Say, yeah, we can get that done. Take that positive attitude, which is what we're seeing in this happiness research.
We're hearing from our resident career expert, Brandon Smith. Thanks, Brandon. Have a happy weekend.
It's going to be a good one.